Lakers come back. Here's a chance for a breakaway. Zucker trying to get to the net. Scores! Hometown goal for Jason Zucker to tie it up at two apiece with 32.7 seconds left in the second period.
Pretty good addition there. Jason Zucker helps tie it up and, more importantly, gets the Sabres to overtime, where they not only got a point, they then take the second.
Yeah, they
did it.
Thanks
to Jiří Kulík.
Gotta
and that's
it.
Something that you've liked seeing over these last few games, is they're finding their way even without their best player. Last year, it was a death sentence, not having Tage in the lineup. Pretty much just chalk it up, walk away, like,
we're not winning these
not
games,
happening.
It's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah.
Like, thanks for coming. It's not going to happen. This year, he is still undoubtedly their best player. Tage with two wrists, healthy, is a menace. And right now, they're finding their way without him. And that's important. UPL had been dialed in these last two games. Big time important to do so. If not for the fact that it is a back-to-back and it would be three games in effectively four nights on a West Coast trip, I would think about starting him again. But this is what I would expect to be the first game for James Reimer in a Sabres uniform.
Yeah. He's technically been wearing the Sabres uniform, though, if you haven't seen that. He wore the black and red pads and the blue pants underneath his other uniform. So he's been actively wearing it, just not playing for the team.
Yeah, on the road trip, yes. But like, that's where he first rejoined the Sabres.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a wacky year for him. He signs with the Sabres. Then as they go to send him down, he gets claimed by Anaheim. Plays out there. John Gibson comes back the way of Reimer, and he's back in Buffalo. It's funny. That's all. I feel like it's a funny thing to see how a season can go for a guy. But now, again, I'd expect that James Reimer ends up in the net here tonight because, you know, just workload.
Yeah.
It would make sense.
You got to give UPL a breather.
You got to give Lukanen a little bit of a breather. But at the same time, he's on a heater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That Montreal game aside, he's on one.
Yeah. And we said yesterday he did start a little slow, but he picked it right up.
9-10 save percentage. He's kind of just doing what he usually does.
Yeah. But I'm glad Levi's in Rochester.
I am too.
I think he just needs to play consistently.
Yes, it's something that, like, and it's something an older player can probably pick up on a lot easier, is the mindset, you know, you're not going to be in for a moment. And then when you play, you're going to be, you know, probably more sharp in that way. Whereas with Levi, he is a young guy. He needs that experience. He needs that constant string of games.
Mm-hmm.
And the Levi development plan kind of got undone by UPL.
Yeah, actually lighting on fire last season and being consistent.
Yes.
Unlike hot and cold like he was years before.
2 years ago, Devin Levi started the rest of the way after signing with the Sabres because UPL was highly erratic.
Never knew what you were getting with him.
And Levi was in for the playoff push up until the second last game, when they finally got eliminated. But that was him starting and getting a lion's share of the games. But then last season happened. UPL lights it up, and he's ready to go, and he's going. So that's where I think the big key is that, yes, you would like to see Levi getting games, but no, there's no 1A, 1B situation going on here. It's Lukanen's net.
Lukanen took the starting job. It's done.
It's his net. I think that, yeah, it's going to be a little concerning to see what the dividends on the trade would end up becoming from Sam Reinhart, because you do want to see the players that you acquire actually grow and develop into what they are supposed to be, especially
right,
with a player as hyped as Levi had become. That said, both goalies are in a spot where they best can help themselves right now. Lukanen is the guy, and you need a back. You need an NHL backup.
Yep, and that's Reimer.
And Devon Levi is not an NHL backup.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Is that could he have probably been a starter if he's getting a lion's share of the games? Maybe. Do I think he's having a little bit of trouble processing the NHL speed? Yeah, possibly. Do I think it's going to help him best to get the lion's share of the games again in Rochester? Absolutely. But the problem is that one point or another in the future, you're going to have to make a decision.
Yeah, it's either he's going to be your backup.
It's either Lukanen or Levi.
Mm-hmm.
And that's years down the road, though. But eventually, this run of having a young AHL goaltender...
He's not going to be a young AHL goaltender for much longer.
He's not going to be the young goaltender forever.
No.
But Lukanen is also young.
That's the problem.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
You also have to pick the right one.
Because mm-hmm. if you let one walk...
Toronto fans will tell you all about the curse of Justin Poggi.
Yes.
And Tuukka Rask. And how they made the wrong decision.
That could effectively screw your franchise for quite some time.
That's why the Sabres are... doing the right thing and making sure they hold on to both of them
mm-hmm.
until they have to make a tough decision between two good players. Hopefully that's what's the scenario here. But right now they don't have to worry about it. UPL is the guy and he's playing great and you love to see it. Both of them have such fun personalities though too, so you want them both to succeed.
Oh yeah. They're both solid dudes.
They're both unique in their own way,
mm-hmm.
but it's still fun.
You mean Dwayne?
Timothy Chalamet?
Yeah. Dwayne. The name.
The nicknames he keeps getting.
When he first said that on the whatever social media video, what's your nickname? Dwayne? I was like, what? Yeah. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I was like, wait, where did this one? This one's new. And then the Bob Dylan video.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, go ask Timothy Chalamet. I'm like, Levi got another nickname and everyone just telling us now?
Yeah. Did we ever find out who was the one that saw Bob Dylan?
Oh, it was probably Tage.
Yeah. But we never got like confirmation.
We never got confirmation.
Okay. All right.
But it was still fun. Bryson was like, oh, go ask Tage, like throwing him under the bus.
Mm-hmm. How funny. Yeah, I remember that happening. I was like, what? One of the Sabres just bumping into Bob Dylan on an elevator? Like, that's crazy.
I feel like they just need to find a way to get Bob Dylan to a Sabres game now. Quite frankly. Complete the saga.
Yeah. Would he come is the question.
Keep winning and he will.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine the Sabres have a chance to like clinch a playoff spot and then there's Bob Dylan?
People will come.
You start the season with this, you end it that way.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan to close the season. Make it happen, Sabres.
Yeah, you don't want to be in the Mets situation, though, where you bring in, like, Timmy Trumpet to actually do a trumpet performance, and then you have Jerry Seinfeld on whatever social media platform it is.
Why is he playing the trumpet like that?
I blame it on the trumpet performance!
I blame it on the trumpet!
It's the trumpet!
It was the trumpet!
He even said you shouldn't, like, when they did the World Series in 2001 or whatever, when they were facing the Yankees.
The live performance.
The live performance of Who Let the Dogs Out.
Let the dogs out.
Why are we doing live music?
Why are we talking like Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't know.
We should go to break.
We're going to talk like Larry David. Oh, George God. Steinbrenner.
I think I'm done with impersonations
Sorry.
Today.
Yeah, no, we got to be done.
I think we're done with impersonations.
We're done.
I'm done with you, Derek.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. I got to get things back in order. How are we going to do that?
Oh,
the booty cheek of the week is next. Yep, that's totally going to get us back on the rails here on WGR.